From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea's National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye. VOA's Steve Miller has more on this historic vote.
With 234 votes for impeachment, President Park Geun-hye has become the second head of state in South Korea to be impeached. Opposition lawmakers needed 29 members of the president's Saenuri party to break ranks to meet the 200-vote threshold for impeachment. They got 63. Park is now suspended from office and Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn becomes acting president. The matter now heads to the Constitutional Court, and the 9-member judiciary will determine if Park committed a grave violation of the law and uphold impeachment. They have 180 days to decide. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
In a move that angers many environmentalists and left-leaning politicians, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and a staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. His choice, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, has been a key critic of President Obama's plan to address climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Pruitt has been involved in lawsuits against the very agency he's being nominated to lead. A senior U.S. military official says the U.S.-led coalition has killed an estimated 50,000 Islamic State fighters since President Obama first ordered military action against the group in August of 2014. The official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, told reporters the number was considered a conservative estimate. This information comes as American Colonel John Dorian, the coalition's spokesman in Iraq, says that Islamic State forces in Mosul are losing fighters at an unsustainable rate. This is VOA. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had said that the Syrian government will stop all active military operations in eastern Aleppo in advance of a meeting between U.S. and Russian military experts on the situation. Jan Egeland, senior advisor to the U.N. envoy to Syria, says that Syria has given the U.N. permission to enter eastern Aleppo, but the organization is unable to deliver aid to the city if there's no pause in fighting.
It's with, bitterness and frustration that we have to report that we have not been able even to evacuate the wounded.
Later, Sergei Lavrov said that after a humanitarian pause, the strikes have resumed and will continue for as long as there are bandits in Aleppo. Meanwhile, American Secretary of State John Kerry says that he's hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end fighting in the city. Former U.S. astronaut and Senator John Glenn has died at the age of 95. Glenn was the first American to orbit Earth, and years later, while serving in the Senate, he took part in a mission on the space shuttle. Zlatica Hoke has this remembrance.
In 1998, Glenn returned to space after a 36-year absence. In a 9-day mission aboard the shuttle Discovery, scientists studied the effects of weightlessness on aging. Before the mission, he had this to say to his beloved wife.
One thing I promised Annie the day we were married, in addition to our wedding vows, of course, was that I would do everything I could to keep life from being boring.
Glenn was a recipient of many honors, among them the Medal of Honor from President Barack Obama in 2012. Obama issued a statement Thursday saying Glenn inspired generations of scientists, engineers, and astronauts who will take us to Mars and beyond. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has warned against the dangers of the proliferation of fake news. This after false conspiracy stories involving her campaign has spurred violence recently. She was referring to the so-called Pizzagate incident in Washington, which came to a terrifying end. A man believing a fake news story that Clinton and her aides were running a child sex ring out of a local pizza shop entered the restaurant and fired a gun. No one was injured. Police quickly arrested 28-year-old Edgar Madison Welch. They said he told them he drove from North Carolina to personally rescue children. Other businesses have also received threats after conspiracy theories were peddled online. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.